This is 907 AD. Let's talk NWFL footy with Kim Miles. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning to you, Darren.
How are you going, mate?
Really good, thanks, mate.
Have you been ODing on the games in Rio?
Not really, no. I'm pretty select. Got to keep up with the sleep, mate.
All right, let's talk your specialty, which is NWFL footy. And we'll start with Devonport versus East Devonport, the local derby, on tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Devonport Oval. What do you reckon?
Yeah, first of all, there are four great matches in Round 18 of the NWFL to conclude the roster series, and all games will have some bearing on the final series. The sixth-placed East Devonport, well, they travel across the river to take on arch-rivals the Devonport Magpies, and the Swans will need a big percentage builder against Devonport to replace the circle ahead in the five. East have made two changes, returning centre-half forward Michael Bloomfield and speedy on-baller Sean Hamer, while Devonport have been boosted by three TSL-listed players, including Toby Ennis, Caleb Van Buren and Brody Deverell, but they will miss arguably their most consistent player in young Will Huxtable. East Devonport, so much to play for and should get the job done. But Darren, the burning question will be, can they increase their percentage sufficiently to replace the circular head in the five?
All right, so East Devonport, you reckon tomorrow. Now, that's an early game. It's on at 1 o'clock at the Devonport Oval. So that's on just before the TSL game between Devonport and Launceston.
Yes, that's correct, Darren.
Yeah, so it'll be a big day there tomorrow. Okay, let's go to La Trobe against Wynyard. That's on at La Trobe, 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, second place La Trobe. They'll host the Wynyard Cats and could regain the number one ranking should they defeat the Cats and Penguin in turn knock over Ulverston. La Trobe returns star defender Charles Ritchie, while Wynyard regained defender James Dawson, Mark Wilcox and young Jacob Leno. They lose the new club games record holder Daniel Franks to injury and goal sneak Jamie Allen. The Trobe will be looking to bounce back after last week's unexpected loss and should have too much firepower for the Cats at home in century goal kicker Ryan Keep, Adam Stevenson and Adam Jeffrey. So the Demons are in this match.
Okay, Circular Head Giants are at home tomorrow at Smithton, 2 o'clock, playing Burnie.
Yeah, an intriguing battle with the Circular Head Giants locked in an intriguing battle with East Devonport for a place in the five. Have gained three starting regulars in Tyson Armstrong, Callum House and ruckman Steve Poulter for their clash with the Burnie Dockers. While Burnie have brought in five to an extended interchange with Fletcher Looney, Ben Donaldson, Finlay Polk, Jack Weller and Blair Rubock all up for consideration. Coach Andrew Bacon and Nathan Hepburn couldn't be considered as both have succumbed to injury. The Circular Head, well, they also need a sizeable win to boost their own percentage and deny East Devonport a spot in the five. Darren, on home soil, I think they'll achieve their aim and they'll play finals football.
Okay, Ulverston Penguin tomorrow at Ulvie, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, this is the match of the round, no doubt. Mm. Ladder leaders Ulverston, they'll host the Penguin 2 Blues, who surprised many last week by comprehensively defeating flag favourites La Trobe. Should Penguin repeat the dose, then the race for premiership favouritism will be wide open. Ulverston regained five stars this week, including midfielders Jeremy Soden, Sam Brett and Manasseh Diabonici. Defender Tim Mee and leading ruckman Luke Dyson also comes back. While Penguin have made the one change, replacing the unlucky injured defender Jack Eastley with veteran goal sneak Matty Smith. Providing they can replicate last week's form, I'm going to select Penguin, who have a reasonable record against the Robins in recent seasons on the Ulverston Rec.
All right, so Penguin for you, and you're also tipping Circular Head, La Trobe and East Devonport. So it's the last weekend, isn't it, before the finals?
It is.
And as you say, it's wide open, this competition. Very good.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic, really. I mean, Penguin have thrown the cat amongst the pigeons winning last week, and as I said, if they should repeat the dose this week, then... it's going to be hard. You'll throw a net over the top three.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the AFL tonight. Collingwood versus Bulldogs. What do you reckon?
Western Bulldogs versus Collingwood. Could be an intriguing clash. Midfielder Matthew Suckling returns for the Bulldogs, and the Magpies have made five changes of their own, including the return of Big Darcy Moore, Tyson Goldsack, and Jordan Degui. Big import, American import, Mason Cox. Well, he's out with a shoulder injury, along with Ben Crocker, concussion, and Ben Reed with a knee injury. And again, they've dropped Travis Cloak for the third time this season. So he might be looking for new pastures next year.
Yeah.
The Bulldogs look for me to be too settled. With their finals aspirations at the forefront, they should get the job done.
You'd think so. We'll have that game live tonight from 6 o'clock on 7AD. Thanks for that, Kim, and you'll be on with Martin on Monday afternoon to wrap up the NWFL.
I will, Darren.
Good on you, mate. Have a good weekend.
You too, mate. Cheers.
Okay, Kim Miles there talking NWFL.